Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been looking at prayer in the previous two programs, and we've been thinking in particular about Daniel and his prayer life. But today I want to take us back to another man of prayer, and this in fact is Abraham. Abraham, we know, was a man who had great faith, great trust in God, and was willing to take steps and to move in certain directions, literally, geographically, believing that God had called him to make these journeys. And remember that these journeys would have been quite hazardous. They wouldn't have been on modern motorways or anything like that. And yet, his willingness to do what God said was very, very important. But there is a time, there are many times, but there's a time when he faces a challenge because his nephew Lot has gone in a separate direction, and he's in Sodom. And God speaks to Abraham that judgment is coming. Now, this is one aspect of prayer which is really quite precious. God was sharing his heart with Abraham. Why should God do that? It's quite amazing. But God is willing to share what's on his heart. And God is so angry about Sodom, the mess, the sin, the awfulness, the depravity of what's going on. And he's going to bring judgment. But we pick up the story where Abraham is interceding because he knows that on the one hand, it's perfectly understandable that God wants to send great destruction upon Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin. But he knows that that means that his nephew Lot and the family will also suffer, die. And so we have this fascinating time when Abraham approaches the Lord. Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you sweep it away and not spare? And the Lord answers him and says, if I find 50 righteous people, I'll spare the whole place for their sake. But Abraham's very bold because, well, he's grateful about the 50, but he says, well, Lord, what about if it's 45? Will you still spare the city? And the Lord says, okay, I won't destroy it if there's 45. What about 40? And what about 30? And the number keeps going down. 20. And the Lord says, I will not destroy it. What about 10? The Lord says, I will not destroy it. What's happening here? Well, we talked at the end of the previous program about can we change God's mind. I believe that what we're seeing in the heart of God in the midst of his holiness, righteousness, and his judgment and his necessity to judge and not turn a blind eye and not ignore what's going on, what we see is a heart of compassion. And Abraham is really pressing in on God to say, Lord, I want you to hear my cry. And it's really for Lot and his family. And, well, you know, God is so merciful. God is so gracious. And he knows that Abraham is not concerned about the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah. He knows where the heart of the matter is. It's his family. And God is going to step in. However, we know sadly there weren't even 10. And therefore, when the judgment comes, Lot and the family are led out of the city, apart from Lot's wife, but the city is destroyed. We must pause, and after some worship, we'll be able to return to this story with my good friend Patrick.
His face. faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. Even though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the sea, faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. Even though the wars may rage and my enemies rush in, never let me down. Even though the trials have come and my back is breaking with the strain, I know my God never let me down. He has never let me down. He has never let me down.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Abraham's prayer to God in Genesis chapter 18, praying for the future of Sodom and Gomorrah. You mentioned, Richard, Abraham's relationship with God. Tell me something about that, because it seems to have been quite a special relationship that you actually, we don't see it's like really elsewhere in the Bible.
Well, it's rare, you're right. The whole sense of a friendship, Abraham, friend of God. I know Moses is referred to as a friend of God. But it is a big, big shift from kind of God is there and we're down here and just sort of revering, honouring, worshipping, but not really knowing him. But what we see in the Bible is that the heart of God was to know someone, to know us, and to draw close to us. And this is where Abraham is really in quite a special, almost elite league of people, that God is prepared to share his heart and to entrust understanding to Abraham. That's very special.
Is that why Abraham felt able to be quite bold, almost a bit cheeky, in terms of saying if you find 30, if you find 20, if you find 10.
Yes, I'm sure that that's what it's all about. It is genuine friendship. I mean, you would do that with a friend, wouldn't you? Mm. You would want to have that sense of negotiation, that sense of discussion with someone that you were close to. And I think it does demonstrate that. And it reminds me, incidentally, of the way in which Jesus said, I don't want to call you servants or just people that follow me. I want to call you friends. So it's the same, very much the same idea. Friendship is being bold, asking for what's ready on your heart.
Mm. You mentioned how God's compassion comes out of this passage. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, when we think of God's compassion, we may think about Jesus in the New Testament. We don't think about it quite so much in the Old Testament. But here is an example where so often we see God's wrath and God's judgment, but his compassion was there as well.
Yes, I think that is an important point to consider, because we have to be very cautious not to fall into the camp that there's almost two gods, one of the Old Testament and one of the New. But he is one and the same, and therefore these instances of compassion, they are precious. And of course it's going to be especially revealed in Jesus, who is God, but who became man.
And the outcome of this is quite interesting, because, you know, he did find a few, maybe not 10, but a few, but he still destroyed the city, but he got those few out. So the outcome in many ways is quite different from the one that Abraham thought was going to happen.
Well, that's right. And again, I think that's so much part of prayer, that sometimes we can discover God's will as we keep tenaciously seeking his face. And it just makes the point so clearly. God's will, in terms of Lot, was always there. It's just that Abraham's strategy was about numbers, minimum numbers, to avert the wrath of God. But God's heart was always for Lot.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.